This is the Flash Memory Summit 2008 podcast. I'm Ellen Throw. Today's topic is solid state drives. Our guest is Pat Wilkerson, Vice President of Marketing and Development at STEC, who will be presenting materials in two summit sessions. Pat, welcome.
Thank you, Ellen. It's really quite a privilege to be involved in this first of its kind medium for the Flash Memory Summit.
Good. The enterprise storage system is one place where solid-state drives have clear advantages over hard disks. What are these advantages?
That's a good point, and certainly seems to be pretty widely touted in the media these days from the OEMs who are now utilizing the technology. And generally what you hear from those OEMs is from those OEMs that there's a few dimensions of solid-state storage that create the allure and thus the demand for the technology within the enterprise. Of greatest importance is performance, and it's performance under enterprise workloads, which I emphasize because those are extremely demanding workloads. And I think it's also important to point out that it's performance in two critical dimensions, and I think it's important to emphasize these because a lot of individuals may look at solid-state storage and say, "Well, great, it's fast in terms of its what they classify as bandwidth, the megabytes or gigabytes per second sustained sequential speeds." But realistically, hard drives do a pretty good job there. Where solid-state storage really shines is in terms of its I/O performance. So that's measured in IOs per second or IOPS and latency. And just to give you a sense of the relative order of magnitude so you can quantify the impact of an enterprise-class SSD, you can achieve sustained, pure, random IOs of at least 50,000 with an enterprise-class SSD compared to a number that would be in the low hundreds from a hard disk drive. And then where the technology is very, very unique is in terms of its latency. And to give you a sense of the relative impact of that, the latency for an enterprise-class SSD is measured in 20 to 50 microseconds versus milliseconds for a hard disk drive. And where those two performance dimensions are really helpful for the enterprise is that the only way an enterprise OEM, so your large storage OEMs or your server OEMs, can get very fast I/O is by aggregating a whole bunch of enterprise hard disk drives. And so there's ways that through adding more interfaces you can get more I/O. It's not the most efficient way to do it, but you can at least achieve faster I/O. However, you can never improve latency with hard disk drives. Significant improvements in power efficiency and energy efficiency, quantified by some of the OEMs out there. For instance, I'll cite some of EMC's numbers. They basically suggest that in the Symmetrics product line, they can realize 98% energy efficiency or power savings by moving to an enterprise class SSD. So that's a pretty important metric and dimension to enterprise storage architectures and topologies now. So performance and power are really the key metrics there.
Do these advantages hold up in mixed systems with hard disks?
Oh, indeed, yes. That's really the ultimate vision here is that solid-state drives and hard disk drives will coexist.
Are solid-state drives just very fast hard disks, or do they need additional hardware and software?
Well, this is probably one of the good things about solid-state drives is they are very familiar to the OEMs who are using the technology in the sense that you address the technology by way of widely understood, well-known, and well-tested interfaces, fiber channel, SCSI or SAS, SATA, PATA. These are interfaces that are widely standardized, well understood. There's been boundless work done in achieving compatibility with storage technologies across those interfaces. So it's very much a drop-in replacement for a hard disk drive. It looks and feels like a hard disk drive from a physical standpoint, although the performance is fundamentally different. But from that standpoint, it makes the technology very easy to utilize because it is a true drop-in replacement for the hard disk drives that we're using today.
So there's no real learning curve. You just just put it in and replace what you had before, and it's you're ready to go.
Well, that is certainly true from the standpoint of compatibility, and what we see is it's an opportunity and a challenge, and the same for the OEM is, well, I have this new technology which has performance capabilities that I've never seen before. I wonder what that implies from a system standpoint. Are there things I need to modify, or could I modify to get perhaps better processor utilization, or to service more simultaneous users, or other analogous type changes to the host at the system level to extract maximum performance out of these drives.
Reliability is always important in evaluating a new technology. How reliable are solid-state drives compared to hard drives?
That's another very important topic. It's obviously an important dimension to the technology within the enterprise, where data integrity and data reliability is paramount. Data is absolutely invaluable in the context of an enterprise, because you could be talking about very high-value data in terms of financial services, transactions, stock trades, high-volume hedge fund type equity or debt, capital market transactions, all of which are very high stakes. So the data integrity burden is very high in the enterprise. So thus, reliability of the underlying media is paramount. Now let's look at reliability first in the context of mechanical reliability. Solid-state drives, fortunately, just based on the fact that it is solid-state and it's silicon-based storage, you don't have the mechanical reliability challenges that you have with hard disk drives. So you kind of breathe a quick sigh of relief, but then set your sights on where it's also different, and that is the silicon that we're using within these drives, which is a NAND technology, has its own unique set of challenges, which are just quite different from what you have with hard disk drives. So there's definitely a learning curve in the manufacturing of an SSD to understand how NAND behaves under really rigorous enterprise type workloads, and some of the concerns that one would have in deploying this technology is, how does it stand up from an endurance standpoint? Because there's an endurance limitation with the NAND media, and thus the solid-state drives, that is new to hard disk drives. Hard disk drives don't have these types of challenges. So it's certainly manageable, and an enterprise-class SSD definitely has the issue addressed, but it comes with some significant effort and innovation at the drive level to ensure you have the right levels of reliability to sustain really rigorous enterprise-type workloads.
How long do solid-state drives last?
Well, that's a good question, because that's, I guess, kind of getting at perhaps even a quantification of the previous question. So let's focus on this endurance thread, because if you were to kind of do a Pareto chart of failure modes of SSD and the potential issues around reliability, the one that seems to contribute the most in terms of potential drive failures is this endurance factor. And the work that we've done as a company today, we've been doing high reliability SSD for over 14 years, and we've got a lot of field data and a lot of technology out there, and so we've been able to get statistical evidence of what the reliability characteristics are, and we've also done an extensive amount of modeling and work with the OEMs to understand worst case scenario, most strenuous workloads, what does the endurance look like, and what are the other potential failures here, and what we've determined is that under even the most strenuous of workloads, we can guarantee that the technology is going to endure, a situation where you have a solid-state drive, a NAND-based solid-state drive being used in the place of what was historically a DRAM-based application where they were logging system information, which implies a workload that is essentially 100% writes 24/7 at interface speed. And under those conditions, we've demonstrated that you can have at least 5 years of guaranteed life in the drive.
Looking into the future, will solid-state drives completely replace disk drives ever?
And you know, one area, you know, since we're really focusing on the enterprise for this conversation, we expect to see that in those applications where 15K RPM drives have been utilized, and that is, you know, approximately 30 million units a year if you've used the data from some of the market research firms out there, which, you know, that's not 500 million units a year of the total hard disk drives that are shipped, but of that high-performance enterprise segment, the expectation is that all of that will move to solid-state drives. So for, you know, for the segment of the market that is high-performance, and that is the enterprise, high-performance 15K, fiber channel, and SAS drives, that entire workload is going to be most optimally you know, serviced and will thus utilize enterprise-class solid-state drives.
Finally, what do you predict the timetable will be for this? The changeover.
Yeah, so I mean, it doesn't happen immediately. So it phases in, and what you're seeing right now is the majority, if not all, of the enterprise storage and server OEMs are you know, communicating and signaling that they're going to be using enterprise class SSD. For those who have already publicly announced, they are taking a very bullish stance on it and saying that they're going to be in the market in earnest this year, and that the transition to pure SSD systems, thus reducing their reliance and dependency upon 15K RPM hard disk drives, is going to start immediately. And the expectation is that the pace of the transition is going to start in earnest in the latter part of 2008. We'll really hit its stride in 2009. Then you probably have another 3 years thereafter, at which point you have you know, the entire category moves over to an enterprise plus SSD. So looking at it today from your, you know, mid-2008 time frame, I would suggest that you're looking at about a 4 to 5 year time horizon.
Okay. Thank you, Pat Wilkerson, Vice President of Marketing and Development at STEC. The Flash Memory Summit will be held on August 12th through 14th, 2008, at the Santa Clara Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara, California. The summit is a product of Conference Concepts. Until next time, this is Ellen Throw.